Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night, Froz made. It's Matty Garwood and Australian rock royalty. There is new music out for Eskimo Joe, plus some pretty big dates coming up as well. They have followed up Say Something with 99 Ways, and I'm catching up with Stu from Eskimo Joe right now. Stu, great to be chatting to you, mate. Thanks for the time out.
Absolute pleasure, Matty.
Our pleasure to have new music out from Eskimo Joe, mate, particularly growing up through the 90s myself. Has it been bringing new music out in these strange times?
Yeah, look, it's been surprisingly a really enjoyable, refreshing experience. I mean, we hadn't really recorded anything for about 7 years. We don't really have a grand agenda with regards to the releases. It's just, you know, we're just making music and enjoying the time. It's a rare thing that we are all in the same state together these days, let alone the same studio. So it's been a real blast for us.
And it's blasted right back into popularity as well. You've obviously got such a strong, iconic fan base. Even becoming with Say Something, like one of the number one played songs throughout radio stations, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, we honestly had no idea how it would be received. We thought it was a good track and we had heaps of fun writing and recording it. I mean, I guess it never gets old, that expectation of, you know, the unknown.
And Stu, did you find that there was anything different when you came together to write stuff again, or was it all still pretty natural and the same kind of formulas?
Yeah, it looked pretty natural, I guess. I mean, I've been out of the songwriting game for a few years. I've been doing some sort of management stuff at a radio station and festival management, that sort of thing. But Kev and Joel have been right into it, so it was kind of just like another day at the office for them. But yeah, the old dynamics just slipped right back into place. Yeah, it was like putting on an old pair of slippers. It's great.
And I think with what COVID's kind of dealt us as well, Stu, like, you need to have those extra elements. Like, for full-time musicians, to think that your literal source of income has been stripped away for like almost 18 months, it's great to be able to use other creative outlets as well, like you've done yourself, and just spread those wings a bit.
Totally. And look, I think we're in the lucky sort of category when it comes to artists in Australia and the world in general, you know, and it's not just artists, it's the industry as well, like all of the roadies and the touring promotion managers, the artist managers, everyone involved. Hopefully we'll be back on our feet in no time.
Well, they need to open up because you've got a lot of dates that you're going to fill with a lot of punters that you're going to catch as well, which is awesome.
Definitely, yeah. This tour has probably been 4 years in the making, so to have it stripped away once was bad enough. We're really planning on making this one stick.
And have you got any places that you actually haven't been before with Eskimo Joe, Stu?
Oh, definitely. There's always a new place to play, but on the same token, we're really looking to revisit some of our favourite haunts with this, like, Females in the City tour. Figure we're playing two classic albums back to front.
Yeah.
We might as well do it in some classic venues as well.
Sick. What a great way to have built up what you've done with Eskimo Joe and to be able to give back and to do it like that. That's exciting for everyone who's a fan of Australian music, but in particular, Eskimo Joe.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a blast just sort of going through the old songs and even some of the old B-sides and unreleased tracks as well, just looking for any gems that we might want to bust out as well.
And what else is coming up? I mean, obviously we've got the tour dates, which is going to take up a fair chunk of time. Is there some more stuff that Eskimo Joe's doing or yourself, Stu?
Yeah, look, we've got a fair few gigs that were cancelled that have been pushed back to later in the year, so we'll be looking forward to jumping back into those. I've got a festival coming up in 4 weeks, which I've been prepping for 12 months, so fingers crossed that all goes to plan. And then obviously, like, I think we're just looking forward to getting back in the studio and keeping the writing train going.
Awesome, mate. Well, I'm looking forward to this tour. So it's kicking off about March and April next year, starting on the 5th and going through till the 8th. It's exciting to have some new music and to have those tour dates to look forward to. Stu, thanks so much for joining me here on AusMade.
Pleasure, mate. Hey, it's Stu here from Eskimo Joe, and you're listening to our new song, 99 Ways.